Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today emailed us and says that he thinks his nerves screwed up his date. Says he was nervous, and now he thinks that's the reason he's not getting a call back. You got to deal with nerves when you go out. I mean, I know for me, when I'm nervous, I always feel better when I cover myself in Jell-O. It's soothing and calming. And I'm guessing, Matt, you didn't do that.
No, and I'm nervous just thinking about the whole situation.
You're just nervous about thinking about Jell-O or Jubal covered in Jell-O?
Yeah, no, that too. Yeah, the Jell-O is definitely not a good thought.
See, you should have done that on your first date. Like when you guys were out at dinner, just start covering your naked body in Jell-O and things would have been okay. You would have calmed down.
Jell-O man always gets a call back.
If I can get a second date from this, then I'll definitely try that.
Okay, good.
Try that.
So before we get into why you think your nerves affected your date, what's the girl's name that you want to call?
Okay, well, her name is Molly.
Molly, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't know that for majority of the date.
Oh, no.
Oh. What?
How did you not know her name?
So, okay, so we met, little backstory. So we met at a bar one night, super cute. And like we got to, you know, drink. We had a few drinks. We were flirting and everything. So I got her number, but I forgot her name. So I just put it in as cute bar girl.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that goes. And that's not her legal name.
No. So I don't think.
All right.
So I figured it would kind of come up, like her name would come up at some point. Like we've been texting back and forth a little bit, never came up. And I wasn't going to be like, hey, what's your name?
Why didn't you do the, wait, can you tell me how to spell it?
Her actual name?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would have done. And then she spells it back to you and then you have her name.
Oh, well, where were you when the situation came?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good trick.
Unless their name's super easy and then there's no other way to spell it. And you're like, I just forgot your name.
Yeah.
It's three letters.
Well, the problem was I ended up asking her out to dinner. Mm-hmm. Still didn't know her name.
Okay.
Okay, that's a conundrum. That would make me nervous going into it as well.
Oh, no.
Right. Well, I figured I could. It would come up naturally in conversation. Again, didn't come up. Went to dinner.
What did you think was going to happen? She was going to refer to herself in third person?
Hey, it's me, Molly.
Maybe. I don't. I think I was too busy worried about the fact that I didn't know her name and how I was just going to kind of play it off.
So what did you do to figure out her name?
Well, the first thing that I tried, there was a couple that was like sitting right near us. So I just turned to them and I was like, hey, is it your anniversary? You know, we're on a first date.
You just said that.
I was just kind of hoping, like, I was going to be like, hey, I'm Matt. I was hoping she would say, hi, I'm Molly. They just looked at me like I was the weirdest person in the world. They were just like, no, it's not our anniversary.
Oh yeah, shut up, weirdo. Okay.
Pretty much. So that didn't work.
Okay.
So I gave her a nickname. I was calling her Dimples.
Oh, God.
Just because that's the only thing that because she had cute dimples. That was the only thing that I could think of at the moment. So
that's
I was just like, yeah, Dimples.
Did
yeah.
she like that or not? Because nicknames, I mean, if you like the person that gives you the nickname, cute. If you don't, really condescending and obnoxious.
So in order to shield the fact that you didn't know her name, you just gave her a nickname and said, I'll call you this.
Because I kind of just thought it was a natural thing. I was just like, yeah, Dimples, you know, like we're cool enough that you have a nickname now. Oh, God, just talking about it.
All right. So obviously, you know her name now. How'd you figure it out?
Oh, yeah. Another time I tried, we were walking down the street, came across some people doing like signing petition things. So I'm trying to convince her to sign the petition. I'm like, come on, you know, it'd be fun to stand up for something. I don't even remember what the petition was for.
It's like a petition to like murder puppies. And you're like, let's do this.
Oh, I'm all for that. All right. I was like, come on, we'll sign it. You know, she's like, no, I don't want to do wrong date right now. I don't want to sign up for anything like that.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, at this point, you should have been like, hey, you want to play a game? Let's see whose driver's license photo is worse.
Again, all of these ideas sound great now. Finally, so I saw a Starbucks, and I was like, let's go to Starbucks and get a drink. Let's get a coffee at Starbucks.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because they ask your name.
Unless she orders under your name, and then they just call out your name coffees.
Well, they said, what's the name? I just kind of looked at her. You know, we just looked at her real quick. But finally, they wrote it on the cup, called it out. So finally figured it out. But that was by the end of the date.
Oh, my God.
And now she hasn't called me back.
How did the date end?
I mean, everything, we didn't end on a kiss or anything. It was just one of those, hey, have a great night. And I'll hopefully talk to you soon. You know, she's like, yeah, sounds good.
It sounds like you could have been an awful date because the only thing you were concentrated on the entire time was finding out her name.
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that I put too much effort into trying to figure out what her name was and didn't pay any attention to her.
Right.
Yeah. And it's possible. I mean, or you could have just been honest with her in the very beginning and be like, I'm sorry, I was drinking that night. I put you in as cute bar girl. What's your name?
Right. And now I feel like I've dug the hole so much that I can't. Go, like, I've already figured out the name, which I don't know. I guess down the road that would be a funny story, but right now I'm too worried that that would put her off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, all right?
That would be so awesome. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, hang on.
It's like moon edge right now.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, we have a dude on the phone. Can't remember his name right now, so I'm just going to call him Britches. Hey, Britches.
Oh, that's cute.
You ready to do your second date update?
Yes, absolutely.
Matt is on the phone, and Matt wants to call a girl named Molly. He thinks that the fact he didn't remember her name on the date might be the reason that she's not calling him back. They met at a bar, and he put her number in his phone and just put the name in as cute girl at the bar or something like that. And then came time for them to go out, and he didn't know her name was Molly. So he kept trying little things to get her name, and he thinks that that probably is what did him in because it was maybe obvious that he didn't know her name. Matt, if it does have something to do with the way you were acting, do you want us to tell her that it was because you forgot her name? Or
no,
do you...
So I want to tell her myself because I think it's something that should come from me and not you guys.
Okay, so you're ready to just be honest and see if she'll give you another chance and forgive you.
Yeah, let's give that a try.
I think that's a good way to live your life. It's what you should have done the first time around. But you know what? Everyone deserves a second chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Yeah, no, I'm really embarrassed. Like, really, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Okay, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out what the problem was. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Molly?
Yeah, is this?
Hey, Molly, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait, I'm sorry, who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
A radio show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a show that's on the radio that people can listen to or they can not listen to.
No, why are you calling me? Did I win something or what's going on?
No, I'm calling you because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out with somebody on a date and then end up not calling them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and see if we can figure it out. So you went out with a dude named Matt the other day.
Oh, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Matt listens to our show and he told us about your date, but he thinks that you're blowing him off now.
Yeah. That's kind of true.
He actually wasn't too surprised that you were blowing him off. He felt like he, like, really blew it on your guys' date.
Well, yeah, he kind of did. Okay. He really did, actually.
What did he do?
I mean, it was just weird and awkward from the get-go. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. You know, we're sitting down at dinner, and we're chit-chatting, getting to know each other, mm-hmm. and out of nowhere, he calls me Dimples.
Yeah, he told us that he gave you a nickname. He wanted to call you Dimples.
Did you like it?
No.
Yeah. That's the thing about nicknames. You can't really make up nicknames for people you just met.
I mean, I'm not a little baby.
Right.
I know I have dimples. I don't even know you like that. But you're calling me a nickname already?
Did you tell him that you didn't like it to call you something else?
You know, I was going to do that, and then I thought, you know, it's first date. I don't know. Maybe he's nervous. I just kind of like let it go, but he kept on saying it over and over and over again. Mm. And I'm not that girl, right? I'm not a little cutesy-butesy girl. I'm a grown adult.
Okay,
and
yeah, makes sense.
If you're going to sit there and call me Dimples throughout dinner, it's just going to annoy me.
So, you know, like Sweet Cheeks would have been something nicer, maybe.
No.
Well, no. I mean, you don't know me like that.
Yeah. I'm kidding. It is condescending. It can be really condescending.
Yeah. So that was weird.
Okay.
And what's going through my head is like, is this the kind of guy that is all like cutesy-wootsy? Like, if we get into a relationship, he's going to want matching Halloween costumes. in my head, I'm like, what does he want me to pick a name for him too? I mean, I looked at him. I was like, oh, he's got some pretty decent shaped eyebrows. Am I supposed to go, hey, Dimples and Eyebrows are going out tonight?
That sounds like a cool band, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at some point, it just got so corny and cheesy that I felt like, literally, if we were going to be in a relationship, this guy would come up with a Facebook page for us.
Oh, like you'd be with,
name for us.
You'd be that couple
like
with
mash our names together.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
dimplesandeyebrows.com.
Well,
it's just too corny for me, and yeah. I am not in the 1950s. Welcome to our world, and start calling me by my name.
Okay.
I have a name.
Well, Molly, maybe he will call you by his name because Matt's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, what?
Hey, how's it going?
Matt, you're on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is, again, weird.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I know. I know it's weird. I just, because I want to take a moment to just apologize to you. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. So, and I don't know how to tell you this, but I forgot your name after we met. And what? So that's the reason that I called you Dimples. And I didn't,
hang on,
not even
hang
that
on.
Great.
Wait. You didn't know my name? And so, well, you thought Dimples?
See, this is really
very
embarrassing.
Very,
like, I wish I knew what to
right
say to you. Like, I'm sorry. I want you to know that I'm super sorry for making you feel weird or creeped out or feel like that I'm weird or anything like that. And I don't even know why I said dimples. Like, I honestly don't know. You don't even have, like, great dimples or anything.
Wait,
like that.
I don't have great dimples?
Well, what I mean is they're not, like, it's not like that's, like, the best feature on, that's, like, that's not your best feature is what I mean
mediocre
by that.
Dimples.
Matt, you want to stop when your ankle gets down your throat.
Oh, my God. Matt, he is totally throwing himself under the bus right now.
You went from, like, I am super confused right now. You went out on a date with me and didn't even know my name? How is that even possible?
No, I had met and talked to so many girls that night at the bar that I didn't remember your name. That doesn't sound, now that I say that, it doesn't sound.
That doesn't sound good at all.
So many girls at the bar.
You know
that
what
night.
I mean? Like, I don't, like, not like talking to them like you. Like, I just met so many people that night and I heard so many different names that, and I didn't want to get your name wrong. And I just, and I just didn't commit it to memory. But I have, like, I know it's Molly. I've said it 1,000 times out loud. I wrote it down.
Oh, my God.
I've committed to memory. Put it in my phone. I won't
but
remember.
But it doesn't make any sense.
Don't forget it.
Molly, when he explained forgetting your name to us, it was actually kind of a sweet story. Like, you guys were in the bar. It was kind of loud. He'd been drinking. He saved you as cute girl at the bar instead of Molly.
Okay, but according to Matt, there were several cute girls at the bar.
I know. So... he didn't include that part of the story when he told us that.
I didn't mean it like that. Yeah,
you're
right.
Right.
I probably should shut
girl?
Up while I'm ahead. I didn't mean it like that.
I don't
that.
Think you're ahead at all. Like, you got to get ahead first.
Oh, Matt, did you show up with the right cute girl from the bar? I mean, is this the one you expected?
No, yes, absolutely. Like 100%.
No, yes. No, yes. Yeah, what is that? Yeah, I'm just going to save you right now if I can, Matt.
I think he's kind of an idiot, but I think he has good intentions, yeah, Molly. I think that he really was interested in you.
No, and I did, and I tried. I was trying sly ways to get, that's why I talked to the couple beside us. That's the reason that I went, we tried to sign that petition thing, as I was trying
was
to find
ridiculous.
Out your name throughout the night.
Wait, that's the reason why you were pushing me to sign that petition, just so you can get my name? I mean,
yes.
It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, Matt.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I want you to know that I feel really bad. And I'm sorry that I was acting weird. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. If anything, I was more nervous because you really, like, you're really cool. You're really pretty. I like talking to you. And I want to go on a second date with you. And now that I remember your name, Molly, there won't be any issues. You actually get to see the real me.
So what do you think, Molly? Will you go out with Matt again? We will pay for it.
Matt, you sure you'll remember my name the second time around?
Yes. I swear 100%. I swear.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, okay, fine.
She's given up.
I mean, I guess I'll give this one more shot. But, Matt, you come up with any more cutesy little nicknames for me, I'm out.
I understand. I won't. I Dimples has been completely erased from my mind.
Especially since they weren't very memorable, right?
That is not, that's not what I meant by that at all. But also, thank you for giving me another shot. Because I promise you, it's going to be a great evening. It won't be weird, I promise.
That's such a big promise.
If it gets weird, I'm calling this radio station back to tell them.
Yeah, please do. Molly, that would be awesome. Yeah, if it does get weird, we want to know about it, all right?
Well, I agreed. At the beginning of this, I agreed to something about Jell-O, so it might get a little weird.
Can I change my answer for about this date when you just said Jell-O?
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, Molly, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. He's not going to rub Jell-O on his naked body. Don't worry about it.
Wait, what?
Never mind. No. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
A text in at 78592 about today's second date update that really sums up the whole segment very well. Mm. It says, it's a wonder that men get dates with women at all. Yeah, if you listen to most of the second date updates, that's a very true statement.
We have very low expectations.
Yeah, that's true.
Moving 92.5.